Disciples are committed to learning the will of God, preparing for what adventure may come, and obedience to follow God's direction in their life. Jesus taught us to commit entirely to God, didn't he? He said, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind and all your strength." That's the first commandment and the most important. And the second is this, that you should love your neighbor as yourself. There's no other commandment greater than these. Jesus taught us to seek God in prayer, didn't he? "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you." These magi are like that. Joseph is like that. God's will results in obedient actions committed by followers of God. Hear that. God's will results in obedient actions taken by committed followers of God. That's why we read these lines in Matthew 2, verse 5, "So it is written by the prophet." Verse 15, "This was also to fulfill what had been spoken by the prophet." Verse 23, "So that what was spoken by the prophets might be fulfilled." People listening for God, following the signs, paying attention to the dreams, going as God directs them. People who know their scripture and can give counsel. This is how this story happened. Disciples make God's will visible in the world for others to see and to learn from and decide to follow. Disciples make disciples. That is the message of this scripture. The disciples, the magi, they followed, they told, and people knew and were encouraged, and they enriched the Lord Jesus Christ, whose father was prepared for the journey and able to stay in Egypt until he received instruction, and then he went in order to fulfill the scripture, "We must hear from God and obey what God directs and follow in this and not try to climb a ladder and get over to there in precarious places, but to have met with the Lord and heard from the Lord and go to the place where God is preparing." Do you see it? Can you see the connection? This is true. I'm not making this stuff up, and I'm not stretching the scripture to say what I want to say to you. This is the teaching of the Word of God this morning. God's will being done on earth as it is in heaven, as we prayed this morning. We need to be people like the Magi, like Joseph and Mary. Even King Herod knows who to consult, the students of the scripture. And God calls his people through the scriptures. People called are people listening for direction in our lives. Like the Magi, like Joseph.